They are among the most recognizable figures ever recorded. Their images reproduced endlessly. Their stories simplified, sanitized, and sold as moral instruction. We know their version. We remember what we were told. But fame creates distortions, and happy endings, when examined closely, often conceal unresolved questions. 5 years ago, this kingdom celebrated a fairy tale resolution, a marriage, a belief that a fairy tale was complete. It was not. Welcome to A Kingdom Revisited, Truth, Power, and the Glass Slipper. I'm Justin Time, your host of this special Triple B in-depth investigation of the Cinderella tale, 5 years later. In preparation for this documentary, requests for interviews were sent to all principal figures. Some responded eagerly. Some requested editorial control. Others declined entirely. Their silence has been noted. What you are about to hear is constructed from recorded conversations, unguarded moments, and statements made on the assumption they were not being observed. This program does not seek to assign blame, only context. Because when public figures retreat behind palace walls, it becomes necessary to knock. We begin where the story claimed to end, with the married couple. Cinderella, now Princess Cinderella, and her husband, Prince Charming. We find ourselves in the royal suite at the Barossa Chateau in Lindock, the royal palace of Princess Cinderella and Prince Charming, which was once described as a place where dreams come true. However, recent newspaper headlines in the Leader have shouted royal rows and marriage in cinders. Local Barossan townsfolk have been heard to describe the marriage as complicated. Princess Cinderella and Prince Charming both declined formal interviews. Instead, they allowed our microphones to remain on while we followed them around their estate.
You're saying it like it's nothing. Like them retiring doesn't affect us.
Fair dinkum. I'm saying it doesn't change who you are.
That's not what I asked. If your parents take the treasury and disappear, if the crown is suddenly symbolic, what happens to me?
Babe, you're still the princess.
Princess of what, Charming?
Court documents refer to Princess Cinderella as Her Royal Highness Duchess of Lindock. Princess Cinderella refers to herself, when frustrated, as provisionally secure.
Ella, pet, listen to me. Things will never go back to how they were. I promise you that. Look at what Dad did.
Yes, yes, I know. You have a stepmother now. Boo-hoo, poor you. She's nothing like mine. For a start, look at how old she is. She's the same age as me. She could be your sister.
Look, you know what Dad's like. When he gets tired of something, he makes changes. It's not like he hasn't done this before.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard all about your dad's flights of fancy, but you promised lots of things.
Yeah, and I mean them.
You mean them, yes, but meaning isn't delivery.
At this point in the conversation, the prince attempts reassurance. This is not his first attempt.
I'm working on something big. A great big thing, actually.
What great big thing?
Look, it'll stabilise everything and keep us sweet. Independent funding, future-proofing. We'll never have to worry about anything ever again.
With who?
Oh, yeah, it's just a friend, you know. Oh, they're very capable. You'd even say they know just what I need.
What you need? I thought it was about us. And this friend of yours wouldn't be female, by chance?
That's not relevant, mate. It's what they can do that matters.
It is when you don't say her name.
Official royal records indicate this deal remains unsigned.
You told me this crown meant stability. You told me I'd never have to worry again.
Oh, I was just trying to make you feel safe, baby.
I didn't ask to feel safe. I asked to be safe. And you said we'd have children by now.
Well, it's complicated.
Complicated. Everything is complicated after the promise.
In later discussions with the royal couple separately, both agreed this topic was handled differently in private. What they forgot was we did not stop our recording. This is that privacy.
Oh, I didn't lie to you.
No, you postponed the truth.
Ella, babe!
And now there's a woman, a capable woman, helping you plan a future. Whose future? Ours? Yours? With her?
Oh, look, she's just helping me secure some things, all right? Get off my back.
Secure things? Are you going to try and do what your father did? Swap me for a younger version?
Yeah, no, I'm not him. And, yeah, and you know I don't agree with what he's done. I'd never do that. You're the only one. You're me number one, babe.
But you're following his pattern, never committing, always looking for something new. What he calls replacing, you call planning.
Oh, come on. That's not fair.
Neither is uncertainty.
I've told you, I'm not me dad, all
but
right?
Charlie, jeez! You won't let me see the paperwork.
According to palace staff, Princess Cinderella has repeatedly requested detailed financial briefings of any deals being planned by her husband. They are, at time of broadcast, still in progress.
I didn't marry you to end up grateful for scraps wrapped in reassurance.
Yeah, and I married you because I loved you.
Then stop asking me to trust what you won't explain.
When asked later whether the conversation reached resolution, both offered interesting responses. Princess Cinderella said,
"We stop talking. That's how it always ends."
And the prince said,
"We agreed to talk about it later."
In fairy tales, love conquers circumstance. In governance, circumstance requires disclosure. We leave them here, not broken, but a little chipped. While tension builds inside the palace of the prince and princess, the origins of those tensions are far less discreet. Several hours earlier, and a short drive north from courtly overship, the king and his new queen entered a modest office located on a small side street in Tanunda. The sign on the door reads, "Jet Set Global Travel, Bespoke Experiences for Discerning Clients." And what of the original queen, you ask? Well, official accounts describe her absence as historical.
Oh, your matter, geez. Welcome to Jet Set Global Travel. Please take a seat. I see you have, it's an honour to see you. I normally deal with your travel arrangements through your son. He's the one who normally books it through your royal itinerary.
Here we find Percival Jetset, owner and operator of Jetset Global Travel. Percival is well known for his ability to be discreet with people's travel arrangements, as well as his accounting practices.
Yes, we know, but we're not here on official business.
No, not official business. That's why we've come in person.
Oh, well, I am honoured. It is very rare for me to have anybody visit me in the office personally. Now, before we begin, would I be putting everything through the Royal Trust account?
No, not that one.
No, not that one.
No, we need this travel to come out of another more secure, less publicly transparent account.
Yes. It's called my cookie jar. Hank set it up for us.
My dear, I've told you. Call me Henry.
Oh, Kingy. I'm sorry. Henry. What was I saying? Oh, that's right. It's called my cookie jar, a new royal account.
Yes, yes, yes. I've had quite enough of old things hanging around the place.
That will not be a problem, Your Majesties. I'll just need some account details.
At this point, the King and Queen told us to stop recording. We complied. Not because of journalistic ethics, but because the royal couple hinted we could find ourselves in a very small room with bars for doors and windows. A few minutes later, they agreed we could start recording again.
Will there be any spending caps for this trip? So we don't blow the kingdom's budget. We are living in financially frugal times.
No spending caps for this trip. We deserve the full royal treatment.
Yes, the full royal treatment. I like that.
Excellent. Excellent indeed. I'd be happy to give you both the full royal treatment.
With the financial documentation confirmed and no spending cap needed, Percival Jetset begins to organise the King and Queen's travel arrangements with what appears to be an inflated pricing.
Let me see. I believe we have three thematic journeys that may suit Your Majesties quite perfectly. There's rejuvenation, or maybe you'd like a bit of the rediscovery, or, and this is my personal recommendation, a denial.
Rejuvenation sounds like a bit of fun.
Really? Sounds like using Botox to me. Look at me. What would I rejuvenate?
Well, you could use a little more pep in your step.
What? What do you want about?
No. Not that type of rejuvenation. Not in the physical sense. This is more of a emotional rejuvenation. So we begin in the thermal spa, carved directly into a mountain face. Very lovely. Water drawn from prehistoric tectonic fractures.
Is it safe?
Legally, yes. Geologically, well, can't be sure. Not a scientist.
How long would we be there?
There is no itinerary. Time is not really relevant. You can just stay as long as you want. That way I get a kind of a nice kickback.
What about staff?
Discreet. Perfectly discreet. They have signed waivers to forget names. In fact, they can't even remember their own names.
I don't want to feel as though we're running away.
We're not running away. I deserve this. Look at everything I've done for this kingdom. No crime. Well, no commoner crimes. Luscious gardens. Everywhere I walk, I see nothing but roses and tulips. Granted, that's the Royal Botanic Garden, but still, everything is perfect. You could say it's like living in a fairy tale world.
But what if things fall apart back home?
Then they'll do so without our supervision. Now, what's this rediscovery option?
Rediscovery. It's a favourite amongst the monarchs.
Go on.
This is a grand tour of forgotten empires, cities where statues of former rulers have already been pulled down.
Why would we want to see that? That sounds like old stuff. I'm not really into old things.
Pardon?
Oh, no, I didn't mean you, Hank. I'm sorry, I mean Henry.
Back on track. Rediscovery is about perspective, Your Majesty. Also, wine tastings. This would be an opportunity to extend your palate beyond the usual offerings from the Barossa region.
Yes, I'm getting a bit tired of the same thing every year here. What sort of accommodation is on this trip?
Excellent question. Private palaces maintained by locals who still remember being ruled. They will be thrilled to see you.
This feels a bit too indulgent.
Rediscovery sounds very inviting. Locals that like to be ruled, you say. Change from this place, well, all they do is answer back. Or worse yet, ignore you while they stare at their phones. What's the point of being a royal, I say, if you can't order people around?
Yes, but I still think it's a bit old for me. Visiting places where other royal kingdoms have collapsed. Speaking of which, your son sounded strained on his call this morning.
We do offer emergency enemas.
I wasn't speaking to you.
Apologies.
He's adjusting.
But what about Cinderella?
She'll cope. Look at what she put up with her family. Talk about dysfunctional.
The new queen has had, by multiple accounts, a genuine fondness for Princess Cinderella. However, this has not affected her willingness to leave the kingdom.
Yes, I know, but she has grown to enjoy the lifestyle we've got. She's not used to this type of pressure.
That's how diamonds are made.
Oh, I like diamonds. I think it's affecting their marriage.
I don't think we need to be going into that right now, do we? Remember, you both need to be thinking about your retirement and spending that hard-earned treasury money.
You're right. This is about us having some fun. Now, what was that third option you said?
I hope you don't mind me saying, I think this one is particularly for you. It's called denial.
This sounds restful.
It sounds expensive. Where is it?
Denial is not a place. It's more of a way of being. A sequence of islands not indexed on standard maps. They are linked by short flights aboard aircraft registered to holding companies that are incorporated in shell companies that no longer exist.
Who owns these islands?
Nobody really remembers, actually. Also, the denial itinerary actively avoids global events. News feeds blocked. Mail is intercepted and time is measured only in sunset cocktails.
Oh, what about emergencies?
Handled elsewhere.
This feels irresponsible.
Responsibility is for reigning monarchs, not for a retiring king.
Exactly. On denial, your majesties would attend masquerades where names are forbidden. You'd hold court among people paid not to recognise you and sleep in villas constructed entirely of materials that should have been preserved.
Is it terribly costly?
Intentionally, immeasurably. And best yet, denial is billed weekly, so it looks like a regular royal household expense. But, and this is the best part, particularly for me, there is no upper limit. No amount is too extravagant, perfectly suited for a couple that have deserved the best in their retirement.
Yes. Which option do you prefer, my dear?
I don't know. I like bits of each of them. Perhaps a combination?
Yes. Excellent. Absolutely excellent choice. If I do say so myself, Majesties, you are certainly a connoisseur of fine travel. So let me enter this into the computer. Now, we'll call that package continuity avoidance, I think. I think it might even become a new favourite amongst royals. I've heard that there are a couple of ex-royals living in California looking for another travel adventure. The last one they went on, didn't go that well, actually. They only visited Melbourne, Canberra and Sydney. I mean, what were they thinking?
Do you think our leaving will make things worse?
No. Of course not. How?
I wasn't talking to you!
Yep. With what?
With your son and Cinderella. They're having a few issues at the moment.
My dearest, change can be good sometimes. Look at the changes I've made recently. I like making changes.
Yes, I like your changes. But what about them?
My dearest, change won't break their marriage. A revelation, might they?
What are you implying?
Nothing. I've just been observing.
What do you mean?
The king declined to clarify. However, a few moments later, he did.
My son has always preferred preparation over confrontation.
He lost the eastern granary that way.
And learned something invaluable.
Which was?
How to exit gracefully.
You don't think he's unhappy?
I think he's capable.
When asked later if this referred to personal or political capability, the king replied,
"Those functions are rarely independent."
With their itinerary finalised and having their bags already on the way to the airport, the two former monarchs continue their conversation in transit.
If something happens, if they struggle, history will blame us.
History always does.
I don't want her hurt.
She'll be fine. She can always get back to her family.
In fairy tales, retirement suggests wisdom passed down. In this case, it's more like liquidation. As their son negotiates reassurance at home, the architects of uncertainty have begun to spend the family fortunes. And from a small office in Tanunda, the kingdom's future has been redirected.